I would like to introduce the 22nd head coach at Michigan Tech, Joe Schott.
I am a Uper. I love UP.
Gould got it going on now. Big time speed coming in. Goes wide, centers it in front. Schott scores! What a play by Gavin Gould!
And my heart is here.
The Huskies are moving on to the championship game.
Go Huskies.
And now with the head coach of the Michigan Tech Hockey Huskies, Joe Schott, here is your host, Dirk Hembron.
Oh, that's me. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. And yes, we are excited. It has been, I think, our last Michigan Tech Hockey update with head coach Joe Schott was, I think, June 9th. So it was before the Father's Day flood. So much has been going on here in the Keweenaw and around Michigan Tech in the last month plus, and we are glad and honored to have head coach Joe Schott back with us. Good morning, coach.
Good morning.
Thanks to have you. It's been a busy 5-6 weeks, hasn't it?
It has been. What a great job in the community that they've, you know, how everybody came together. Just an unbelievable event that occurred, and to see how everybody pulled together out of that was absolutely unbelievable. I've told so many people the story about it. When you talk about how great it is to live here, that's you put that right at the top. How by the thousands people gathered in different areas to get things done to help people out. So absolutely phenomenal. Camaraderie and example of what a community is all about.
And you're a community guy. I mean, you have always come across like that. Kind of guy that anybody can walk up to and start talking to. And you before the flood, you made comments that, you know, people shoveling your driveway for
you. Oh, yeah.
I mean, it really is amazing, you know, what we have here. And I know you're very appreciative of that.
Right. Again, it's the people. We had a recruit in on, Saturday. Yeah. Saturday, afternoon. We had a recruit in on an unofficial visit, and that's what I talked to him. I said the difference between here and any other place is the people within it. And that's really what makes it, right? I mean, it's what makes it home. And you know, you're right. I was in the grocery store the other day and a gentleman came up to me and he said he was from Launce and he said he's a season ticket holder and how much he enjoyed gentleman's name was Frank Cole. Mm-hmm. Cause I told him, I said, you know, the head of referees is in the NCAA is Frank Cole, but he's from Boston. No relation, I hope. But anyways, he was saying how much he enjoyed the hockey team, how much he enjoyed last season, how much he enjoyed the growth of the players and everything. So it's an incredible community made up by hardworking people that, there's no place that has anything over us. There's no place because of that, you know, because first of all, you know, we have the great waterway and everything like that, but, it's an easy sell. It's an easy sell up here. And when you talk about, the growth and how people get involved with other people, you know, the religious base, everything that we have here is just absolutely incredible.
You know, you've talked about this a lot. You know, what's different about you, Joe, in my opinion, is that you're not coming from Chicago. You're not coming from Los Angeles. You're not coming from, you know, out east. You're coming from the Sioux.
Yeah.
And you have expressed how different even, and I don't need you to talk about the Sioux anymore, but just when did it kind of click for you? Was it when you became an assistant coach or was it before that? Here that you knew about this area. I mean, you were here a lot, obviously. I know
that. Yeah, as a youth, I spent a lot of time
right.
here. But I didn't realize how nice it was. I didn't realize how nice it was. We really liked Marquette when we lived there. I obviously grew up in the Sioux. But there's a different uniqueness. You know, when you think about Houghton and things, back before I lived here, you think about the limited availability you may have to fine dining and things like that, you know, just because of the smallness of the community. When you get here, you actually realize how much there is. You know, I guess we can't plug things, but I mean, we've gone to a couple meals over at the new, Geno's. Tremendous. You know, you can get, you know, so there's nothing that we don't have here that we don't need. It's remote enough, you know, I talked to a good friend, Dan Farrell, and he says that if it was different, if it had everything, it wouldn't be what it is because it'd get flooded by people that aren't like us. You know what I mean? There's people like
that's
us.
That's a good way to look
and
at it.
And we like it. We like it that way. We like it the way it is here. And it's a great, unique, and the guys we recruit, that's what we sell. You know, Suzanne Samergat says it. She says, this place isn't for everybody. and that's a good thing. You know what I mean? It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing. And when we're recruiting, we sell it that way. If you like to do this, if you like to do this, this is the place. If you want to come here to play hockey, to get an incredible education, to be around people that are passionate, our fan bases. You know what I heard this week, Dirk, which I didn't realize. You probably knew this. And for how long I've been in this game, Eastern schools don't draw very well in attendance. The only time that BU or BC sells out is when they play BU and BC. And other than that, it's half full or less in the rink. Maine isn't drawing. We fill virtually every night. You know, we have the people here are passionate about hockey. They're passionate about everything. It just so happens that they love hockey. So we're fortunate to be part of that. And I'm sure that Luker and Ole feel the same about their sports, that the following they get is incredible. So it's a great place to be. It's an easy sell in recruiting. In my opinion, there's no place that I think is any easier. We have the best fan base in the league. I think we're second in draw, second total attendance to Mankato. Mm-hmm. But Mankato, for seating capacity, percentage of seating capacity, we're tops. Like we virtually sell, you know, the majority of our seats for games where they have, you know, they might sell 2/3 of their seats or something like that. So.
You mentioned, having recruits in, how often does that happen this time of year, Joe, when you have the nice weather out there and you have recruits in?
Probably not as often as it could because now I will say this, you know, I've been at places where this is when you'd want to recruit. Right now is when you'd want to bring the recruits in because you don't want to bring them to a game. But here you want them to be at a game because that's the, you know, you get the misfits, you get the band, you get the, you know, the whole environment, you get the dance, you get, you know, everything that they do. What is it called? Is it called the Copper Country? The swaying back and forth.
Oh yeah, the Copper Country Waltz, yeah.
Yeah, the Copper Country Waltz. You get that stuff, which we don't see. You know what I mean? That was actually brought to my attention one time by a recruit about, do they still do that dance, mm-hmm. you know, by their parents? Do they still do that back and forth? And I thought, you know, I came to a game when I was young and I do remember that. So, but they do that. So, incredible place. It's an incredible place to be. We would like to bring them in. Now is a great time. But really, when we're in the heat of it is when we want them to be here. We want them to see the environment of the games because that's what sells them.
Really quick, Bob Olson's memorial was last Thursday. A lot of a lot of great names from old Tech hockey days were up into town. I know you had a chance to take it in too. And I know you didn't know Bob really well, but it was quite an experience just to see some of the people that were back up. Dave Fisher was back up.
Yeah.
Herb Boxer, former coach at for the Huskies.
Ricky O was here.
Ricky O, of course, yeah. We're here. Yeah. It was kind of neat.
Yeah, it was neat. But what I do know is that growing up, Wimple was it. Mm-hmm. Like the Wimple pole. I remember being in the press box right after I graduated from Lake State and being on the staff and in the press box and they would be they would be calling in Wimple to get the scores because this before internet and all that mm-hmm. stuff were, you know, dating, everything's exploding technologically. But you'd call Wimple and get the scores. Everybody would. You know, the scoreboard out of Wimple is, you know, and then you'd announce the scores they would over there. So a lot. Now, what I didn't know, it was great to read and to listen to some of the uptake on is that he came out. I never knew before I got here that he owned the station, like they started up the station. Mm-hmm. And then how they first got involved in other sports, you know, football and things like that. And then the first, you know, they worked an agreement out with John McGinnis and did the first game on, I think in 1970, mm-hmm. first hockey game, and he called it. Mm-hmm. So we've gotten, Laura's really gotten to know Bob's daughter, Roseanne.
Rosanna,
and we were going to go out to dinner with her on Saturday night, but she had a knee injury in the canal run, so we weren't able to do that. But it was really a nice event. It was a nice mass, and I enjoyed it.
So let's talk a little bit about the players that are back up right now. I know hockey school's been going on, and obviously some freshmen are starting to work out with the guys.
Yeah, well, that's done now. Track A is done.
Right.
And, you know, that I'm glad you brought that up. We had an excellent track A. Tyler Schloss did a tremendous job with our guys. Our philosophy is to break up our off-season workout. And I got this way back actually from Frank Anzalone. Tyler 100% agrees with it. I think it's, you know, it's probably a Jack Blatherwick, you know, technique, but we break up our off season in a tri semester. The first part of the off season workout, first of all, you have a short recovery period when the season's over, and then you get into a building phase, which is you're building your strength. Cause if you don't get that strength base up, and there's a different technique for working out for getting stronger. And I'm not talking about getting more powerful. There's a difference, but getting stronger. So the first trimester is that. That's a good part of track A when our guys come back. So that's why we have our guys come back for track A. So they get that strength building phase into their workout. As the summer goes on, the second trimester starts transitioning it. And Tyler actually does that near the end of track A. He starts transitioning the strength that he's put on them into a power phase, which is you do less reps, faster movement. So you're starting to get the muscle that you've gained to work faster. And then the third trimester before they come back, and that month before we actually start playing games when Tyler gets back at them, is a power phase, strictly power. So that's explosiveness. So, you're fine tuning everything that you do. So track A was great. For the first time ever, we had four freshmen on campus. We tried it as an experiment, and it worked extremely well. They enjoyed it. They're not going to come in as true freshmen now. They'll have a base to them, a good base, because some of them put on some good size. And some of our upperclassmen, especially freshmen, put on some great size. Tyler Rockwell, I mean, is cut, you know, right now. He's cut. His body is totally transformed, as an example. So, I'm excited about the job that they've done, in the track A period, and it's been very good. Now, we do have some players back here now working out and training again with Tyler. A lot of our pro guys, Tanner Carroll's back here. Everybody knows that most people know Tanner was traded to Vancouver. I think that'll put him immediately right back into the NHL. And I think he's excited for that opportunity. It's a great community, and I'll look forward to taking a trip out there and recruiting when we have an off weekend to catch up and try to hook up with Tanner when I'm out there.
Joel Esperance
signed an NHL deal. Yep. Scotty White, former Michigan Tech player, was the GM, signed him to an American League deal when our season ended. Joel played a lot of hockey. Went right to the game 7 of the championship game, and you know, for the title in that league, and they liked him, and I'm really happy for that, because Joel now will have a chance to, if he continues to progress, to get up and play a couple games in the NHL and get that taste, and because he is a big, strong guy that has a lot of ability. You know, he's represented now by Walt Kyle. That's who his agent's firm is, Newport. So, I talked to Walt last week about it, and it was, you know, he actually called me on a recruit of a young man I used to coach. He said his son is really going to be a player. They just committed him, a kid from up in Alaska, but they're excited about it. They think that Joel is going to bring a lot. So he's back in town working out, and CJ Ike is here working hockey school and working out. Tyler Hannon, who just retired. But he's here working out and working the hockey school, and Alex Gillies is working as hard as he's ever worked. I told him, Alex, where was this, you know, where was this last year? You know, Alex Gillies, a great story. He was an all-league. We were just talking about this in the office the other day. He evolved into being an all-league academic athlete.
Wow.
Alex Gillies this year was an all-league academic athlete. So, and he'll be finishing up his degree in the fall semester here. So, yeah, there's a lot of guys back in town. It's fun to watch them. So, and we had a lot of guys at NHL camps that did a great job.
Yes.
Jake Buccini, they say, was the best guy in the camp. I believe he won every strength test that they did in the camp. I believe he was number one in every strength test. I know that they were absolutely thrilled. I got a call from them. They were absolutely thrilled with him. And, so he's going to get a lot of attention this year by Pittsburgh, which will bring a lot of other people around.
Good. We want to keep both Jakes here for one more year, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, quick timeout. We'll be back with more of a Michigan Tech hockey update with head coach Joe Sean. If you got a question for Coach Sean, email it to me, dj@themix93.com.
The Portage Quilt House, 2 miles south of the MTU campus, has all their summer fabrics in stock. They're your home of official Michigan Tech Husky fabric in fleece and cotton. The quilter can find everything they need at the Portage Quilt House. Shop their huge selection of batiks, flannels, Australian prints, and a great line of children's prints. Hours at the Portage Quilt House are Monday through Friday, 10:30 till 5. Saturday, 10:30 till 3. Check them out online as well at portagequilt.com.
Today's going to be sunny with a high around 78 and north winds blowing at 5 to 10. Overnight tonight, clear skies, low around 55. Tomorrow, sunshine, high of 77 and west winds blowing at 5 to 15. Tomorrow night, clear skies, low around 55. And Wednesday, we'll start the day mostly sunny, then become mostly cloudy and have a chance for some showers in the afternoon. High on Wednesday, 75. This is Mix 93 meteorologist John D.
Direct from Hollywood with Ryan Seacrest.
Going on tour is grueling, as is raising a couple of young kids, but Pink's learned doing both at the same time is a new level. In fact, on Reese Witherspoon's new show, Shine On with Reese, she tells her, going on tour with children is really tricky. It's exhausting. It's the hardest thing I've ever done. But I'm very fortunate that I get to bring my kids with me and that I kind of get to integrate them into my life. Her hit single, Whatever You Want, is out now.
That's direct from Hollywood.
Bringing you with the latest from Hollywood, thanks to Capital One.
With Capital One, you can temporarily lock down your credit card in case it's missing. Then, if you find it, turn it right back on. All with just a few taps in the Capital One app on your phone. Also, on the Capital One app, receive instant purchase notifications whenever your Capital One credit card is used to keep track of your spending in real time. If you only get a manicure and get charged for a mani-pedi, you'll know before the polish is dry. Stay informed. Save time. What's in your wallet?
Musical Mondays at the Calumet Theater has two July shows to enjoy. On July 23rd, it's Whitewater at 7 p.m. Dean and Betty Primo bring their well-known harmonies and string music to the stage. Tickets are $14.50. Their music is in this ad. On July 30, it's Dueling Pianos in the Red Jacket Ballroom, complete with beverages and hors d'oeuvres, and you request your favorite songs to be played. Tickets are $28 or two for $50. It's Musical Mondays at the Calumet Theater, July 23 and July 30 at 7 p.m., supported by J&J Broadcasting, Range Bank, Calumet Township, and the MCACA mini-grant program by the Copper Country Community Arts Council.
Are you frustrated with the rising cost of insurance or concerned you might not have the right coverage? Hi, I'm Marcia Franti of the Turvo Agency in Hancock. Whatever your situation, single, raising a family, or happily retired, we can help you put together an insurance package that both fits your budget and provides the insurance protection you need and deserve. As an independent agency that represents many insurance companies, we offer more choices, more options, more security, and more peace of mind. Put the Turvo Agency to work for you at 482-0080.
The road to getting summer projects done and to summer fun start at Campione True Value in Calumet. Everything you need, barbecue grills, Yeti coolers, canoes, kayaks, and more. Campione True Value, Calumet.
The Portage Health Foundation's Flood with Love initiative is working to develop the necessary financial resources our community will need to become whole again. Corporate and individual donations are still being collected, and 100% of all monies contributed will go directly back into the community relief and recovery effort. We are pleased to have been endorsed as a fiduciary agent to receive, hold, and distribute these funds back to the community. Together, we can make these damaged houses a home again. If you would like to make a donation, please visit phfgive.org.
Back to school, back to Target. This is the year you go the extra style. With looks from Cat and Jack, Umbro, C9, and more. If your kids want to be it, you can theme it. Overalls for art lovers. Next level tees for gamers. Sporty looks for first day goals. Unicorn hoodies to astronaut socks. Your kids can rock it from head to toe. Target has back to school covered. Now save $5 when you spend $25 on kids apparel at Target. Restrictions may apply. Offer valid through Saturday.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Broadcasting WKMJ FM Hancock.
Victoria, Calumet.
This is Mix 93 WKMJ.
Well, we're back with head coach Joe Sean here on Mix 93 WKMJ with a Michigan Tech hockey update right now. And I guess just a couple of things we want to touch on here, coach. Season tickets available for Michigan Tech hockey fans.
Yeah, and I'd love people to get that number up. You know, it's always a goal, I think, as a head coach to show where the program's at, to be able to boast that your season ticket sales is, it'd be great if it was half of our building size. So, mm-hmm. And I don't know what it is. I know it's gone pretty well so far. I am calling people, to thank them for buying season tickets. We have that going on. I know that I want to make sure I mention that, Kevin Luke and I have gotten together and we're going to have a golf outing on September 22nd. It'll be a three-man scramble deal, I believe. And then it'll have a player off of either the hockey team or the basketball team on your team as well. That'll be, put on your team. And then we'll have some other guys at holes driving, so you get to use your drive. And we'll have probably some guys at some holes putting to get our players involved and we want both our teams to be out involved in the community and getting to know people. So I think that'll be a fun event, three-man scramble. And then we'll have details will be released on that shortly. I know that we've written another thing that's really, I think, personal to me is, we're trying to make an effort working with the Blue Line Club to grow that club. And so there's a lot of new information out on that. They've tiered it. They've tiered it for the contribution portion of it. I think they've, there's a lot of benefits that go along with it that you get. I know that you get some passes to the concessions there's a lot of other things, but I don't want to misquote what we're doing, but that you can be, contact the Blue Line Club on that. And I think that, I actually think I have a number on that. We have blueline@mtu.edu. So, there's a lot of stuff involved with that. You get discounts on season tickets. You get program recognition. You get, a vehicle window cling, discount card for concessions and university images, $5 Husky meal at the games, which is that takes a lot off your ticket price.
No,
right there.
Yeah.
University images, $10 off hooded sweatshirt. So there's, and that's in the first tier. And then as you go up, there's different tiers on it. So I'd really like to grow that Blue Line Club and make that an active group. That's a go-to for me to be able to use them as a resource but we also know that people are strapped, that's what this golf outing that we're going to do. We're going to do that and much of the proceeds, if not all, are going to the flood relief. So,
oh, that's great.
That's, we want to get involved with that and help that in any way we can and help the people out here. You and I were just talking about this when we were off the air about just the catastrophic, financial burden that it's hits our area at, because you can't get flood insurance here.
Mm-hmm.
It's not available, right? That's everybody says it, unless it's up your drain or something like that, there's no flood insurance for it.
So yeah, get involved with the Blue Line Club and you can get it, Coach Sean was saying, different, tiers of getting involved with different benefits. And it really is a great organization and it helps out the team a lot. And you get to know these players pretty well. I think that's the real cool thing about it.
That's what we want. We want our guys out.
And how much the players appreciate the Blue Liners. That's amazing.
And how much they appreciate golf.
Yeah, that's true.
They really appreciate golf. So that'll be part of it. We'll be signing up people at the golf thing for the Blue Liners as well. And Gary Kruzich wanted me to make sure that I talked about the promo schedule. He's put together a great promo schedule for all the athletic events, for all sports. So you go on and people go online and see some of the things that he's done for that. But that's a neat thing that he does. He gets events and activities out. And I know he gets so excited and passionate when you're talking to him. He gets giddy, about the work that he does. But he was really excited how close someone came last year to winning the car at the hockey game.
Yeah.
So we'll have those opportunities again this year. So go online and take a peek at that.
Very good. Let's get a couple of questions in for you, Coach Sean. Here is your first question. Any news on hiring a head of hockey operations?
Yeah, we've gone through a couple of phases of interviews, and I think we're getting close. We're going to meet on that today. We have a meeting, a staff meeting today, that's going to discuss that, and we'll do it. We'll have it very soon. We had a great list of candidates, I thought. And then we've kind of narrowed it down in some ways to some diversification, with some local talent as well as, some guys that have experience outside. So, it'll be close.
The next question for you, Coach, is, can you share anything about any special plans being made to celebrate 100 years of Tech hockey in the 2019 season?
Well, I know I have a lot of calls out to try to build up and get an opponent in here that everybody likes early in the year so we can kick it off, and we're working on that. So, but as far as the things, no, we haven't sat down and had any discussions on that I've been part of yet, but I'm sure Gary will be excited about that.
Here's another question, Coach, and I purposely did not bring this up with you because I knew we had some questions coming in on this. Can you explain the reversal on the standard overtime decision by the NCAA, and more importantly, who was behind the reversal, the coaches, the teams, or the leagues?
Well, I know that we found out last year that our league likes to listen to probably everybody's, but my radio show. So I don't want to get in trouble here. I'll tell you how this whole thing really worked. Coming out of it, the NCAA said that they were going to make something unified. Their goal was to make some in everything. They made the visits for athletes unified. It used to be unofficial visits could come at any time. Anytime an eighth grader could come on an unofficial visit if they came to your campus, and while they're on your campus, you could offer them a verbal scholarship, things like that. They didn't like all that with the early recruiting. Now, and a senior on an official visit couldn't come till their senior year. Now they've combined both of those, and you can unofficial and official visit on September 1 of your junior year. So that'll start on September of this year. So they're trying to unify things. They wanted a unified finish to games. They didn't want one league doing one thing, another league doing another league doing nothing, ending with ties. They made it clear for a couple years. Our league voted that they didn't want games ended in the phrase that was used so much was gimmicky. They didn't want a shootout to determine a game for pairwise purposes, for NCAA purposes. They didn't want 3-on-3 to end a game for pairwise purposes. When I was at the meetings, I thought it was pretty clear that the NCAA said, we're taking input from you guys, from everybody, every league, but we want to make something unified. And the unified thing from college hockey was no gimmicks. Like, we don't want that. But it was consistent from the NCAA that they wanted something that was the same for everybody. So when that happened, they came out and said, okay, we're not going to do gimmicks. We're going to end the game at the end of regulation. You'll play a 5-minute overtime and it's done. It's a tie. Then, I mean, our league seemed to be a front runner in it that they didn't like that. They liked the way that we did it. So wrote a petition, did some things, and there's probably support from other leagues, and they reversed it and they said, okay, we're going to let you guys do gimmicks. So they basically went back to what it was before, which you can either, but they only gave you two options. You can either do a shootout, or you can do a 3-on-3 and then a shootout. Those are the options that you can use. And you can use, I think it's only a shootout is the option for playoff action if your league chooses to do that versus going the 20-minute total length. You know, so you can go do what we do, which is sudden death 20-minute periods, or you can do a shootout in your league playoffs to be a league champion as well. So, you know, again, at the sake of getting in trouble here, I thought that the NCAA, in fairness to them, did what they said they were going to do. Give us a direction, and we'll follow that direction. A direction came out, no gimmicks, and then we went back to going exactly to what we did before, which is, you know, kind of different things for everybody. So NCAA, they listened, which was great. They listened to the voice of what hockey wanted and acted accordingly and reversed their decision on it and went back to something that works so leagues can do things that work for themselves.
So do we know if the, you know, Hockey East and ECAC, are they going to be doing the 3-on-3 shootout thing now? Do we know?
No, that's not uniform. You can just end it with a shootout.
Right.
You can end it
so
with
So I guess
a,
what's, to me, what's, if they're giving you that you can, they're giving you two options, saying that you can.
I think there's actually a third in there too. I think you can leave it a tie. I now, and the deal is that the pairwise, this doesn't affect the pairwise, is my understanding. So they went right back to at the end of the 5-minute overtime.
Which it didn't before, though.
It didn't before. So they basically have gone, they reversed their decision on doing something, and all they did is limited what you can do, and it's up to the leagues how you do it.
Yeah. More things change.
Now,
the
my
more,
understanding,
more they stay
I haven't,
the same.
Yeah, I haven't seen where however you choose to do it is going to affect your pairwise. And I don't think our league would have gotten involved in it if it would, because it was adamant for pairwise purposes, virtually unanimous, that they didn't want it to come down to special team, players.
I think it would be ridiculous for anybody to think that having it affect pairwise when you're not playing the real game.
Yeah.
You know, but.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yeah, it just seems.
But I guess my confusion with what you're saying, and I read the article too, is they're saying, well, you can either do after the regulation overtime, you can either do a 3-on-3
and end it.
And you can't. Okay.
I believe in, or maybe it's a 3-on-3 then a shootout.
I thought you said a shootout and end it, or a 3-on-3 and a shootout and it.
Yeah, that's probably what
it
is.
Okay, that's no different than what it was then. Right?
No. But again, I want to make sure I'm fair to the NCAA and. Because so many times the NCAA gets bashed, and when you find out, even when they're dealing with players, they have so much experience at it, oftentimes they're right. Mm-hmm. And on this, they were adamant for at least 2 years, probably three, that they wanted a uniform ending to a game. They wanted every school or every conference at Division I hockey to end the same. They didn't want this. Well, what are they doing? What are they doing? Why is this a tie? Why, you know, they didn't want that. So give us direction as to what you want. And the direction was, you know, we don't want gimmicky hockey. So in preference, I would have taken that as well as, okay, so let's go end it with ties. If, cause we're doing one thing and they don't want it to affect the pairwise, let's end it with ties. So in fairness to the NCAA, they were consistent. And in fairness to the NCAA, when they got backlash on people wanted to do it differently, they changed. So, and it was basically a committee with Joe Bertagna and those individuals that did it, but, it was approved. So it's, you know, I give them credit for how they went about it. A little bit, and they shouldn't get backlash on it because they did it. They were pretty clear as to what they wanted.
You and I were talking before we came on the air about this, and I wanted to get your personal gut feeling. I mean, do you like just ending it in a tie, or do you like the idea of getting an extra point or whatever for your league only, with the 3-on-3 in the shootout?
Well, here's the thing about it. You play a Friday night game, the game ends in a tie, in all theory, in all purposes except for league standings, for the NCAA it is a tie. You and I had a difference of this. I look at one way, you look at the other. You know, I'm probably half empty, you're half full, but I looked at it as, if you lose that, you know, shootout, or if you lose that 3-on-3, you feel like you lost. In reality, you didn't lose. You lost a point in the league, but you didn't, you know, in NCAA, it's a tie.
Right.
Now you looked at it as.
I look at it as when we win a 3-on-3 or a shootout, I feel like it's an empty celebration.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like, hey, this is just a tie, guys, you know.
Yeah. So, it all depends. I think it's good for people to go home, feeling one way or another for people. So, you know, however they want to play it, we'll play it. It doesn't, I've done it both ways for a long, long time. I've been in shoot. I remember one year, I think I've told this story that I had Ryan Miller as a goaltender. I won coach of the year in junior hockey. We had, I think it was 12 shootouts. We won 11. And that's because they couldn't score on Ryan Miller. A lot of those were 1-0. We lost one shootout and that was 1-0. We lost that shootout. So back then, it wasn't stipulated that it was, it was a win. Just like winning in regulation, it was a win. So I had like 11 more wins on my personal record. They gave me coach of the year. You turn those into bad goaltending and 11 losses, and they're, you know, let's get rid of this bum.
All right, we'll take a break. If you have a question, you can email it in, dj@themix93.com. More of the Michigan Tech Hockey Update with head coach Joe Sean coming up right now. Brought to you by Menards is our John D. Weather.
Today's going to be sunny with a high around 78 and north winds blowing at 5 to 10. Overnight tonight, clear skies, low around 55. Tomorrow, sunshine, high of 77 and west winds blowing at 5 to 15. Tomorrow night, clear skies, low around 55. And Wednesday, we'll start the day mostly sunny, then become mostly cloudy and have a chance for some showers in the afternoon. High on Wednesday, 75. This is Mix 93 meteorologist John D.
Celebrate summer with great savings at Pat's Foods and Festival Foods. Red ripe sweet seedless watermelon, $3.99 each. Strawberries or blueberries, 2 for $5. Crystal Farms cheese, shreds or chunks, 3 for $4.98. 24-pack Aquafina water, 2 for $7. And Frito-Lay party-sized chips, 2 for $7. Great summer memories start at Pat's Foods and Festival Foods, where you'll always find the savings you need, the quality you want, and the service you deserve.
It only takes one sip of a Minute Maid slushie from McDonald's to get you from cleaning the kitchen to paddleboarding on the ocean and having a dolphin swim up to you, who leads you to a secluded island where you meet your soulmate, who says,
"Those dishes won't do themselves."
With so many flavors, where will your sip take you?
Get swept away at McDonald's with a Minute Maid slushie. Choose from three of our great flavors like the blue raspberry, cherry limeade, or tropic twist today. At participating McDonald's.
Biggest savings is why you'll drive to Big, Big, Big Valley.
Ewan is Big Valley country, home of Big Valley Ford. It might be a longer drive to purchase a vehicle, and the good people at Big Valley Ford take that into consideration when you stop by. The sales experience is customized for you. They provide the information you want, when you want it. No pressure, no crazy sales tactics, just good old-fashioned friendly service. It's worth your time to take the trip to Big Valley Ford and Ewan. Experience the Big Valley difference.
Range Bank understands our community needs help recovering from the Father's Day flood. Range Bank has donated $25,000 to the relief fund, and with your help, they hope to double that amount. You can donate today to the Copper Country Relief Fund at Range Bank. Visit your local Range Bank office or visit rangebank.com and click Make a Donation to donate. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
To school? This is the year you go the extra style. With looks from Cat and Jack, Umbro, C9, and more. If your kids want to be it, you can theme it. Overalls for art lovers. Next level tees for gamers. Sporty looks for first day goals. Unicorn hoodies to astronaut socks. Your kids can rock it from head to toe. Target has back to school covered. Now save $5 when you spend $25 on kids apparel at Target. Restrictions may apply. Offer valid through Saturday.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
Welcome back here on Mix 93 WKMJ. Question coming in, Coach Sean, asking about what you can tell us about the outdoor game that is scheduled in Minnesota. I know there's not a whole lot of details out there, but...
I don't know. I know it's part of Hockey Day in Minnesota. I've heard a couple things. I don't know exactly where the game is going to be played, if it's in the football stadium or where it is.
It's on a parking lot. More I read up on this.
Yeah, I'm not sure. Somebody was adamant with me a week or so ago that the game was going to be played on the river, and I can't see that occurring. I think they have to put up an artificial system and things like that. But it is scheduled for outside. I think if something goes south weather-wise, which it's not going to in Bemidji in January, unless it's a blizzard, then I guess it's gone south, but I don't think it's going to melt. The game would be played inside, but it should be a fun event. We're excited. We had a couple players, a couple of our freshmen went over for the introduction of the game, and they really enjoyed it. So a couple of Minnesota guys, we wanted to bring a flavor of that into it. So, it should be a lot of fun.
Coach, the next question coming in says, out of all the players that are coming back this year, do you have any, big expectations of them making a big leap into their game of hockey? I guess it seems like they're tinted towards the last year's freshmen and sophomores.
I
can look at the
I think I like all of them. I think But, you know, we had really good growth last year in all of our guys. Like, they, you know, if you look statistically and things like that, you know, Luch looks like he's ready to explode and lead things pretty well. We can talk, I think, about guys have signed NLIs. So, for the sake of doing something wrong here, I think people are going to really like Colin Sawyer on defense. He can hit the puck. He's got great vision. He's a pro style player, very much in the mold of Mitch Rehnke. He's going to be very good. You know, Keegan Ford got half a year in with us. You know, Seamus Donahue finished, I think, second possibly in scoring by defensemen in the league in points, behind, Rahauser for Bowling Green. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, I think there's a lot of guys that can, that we're expecting to do a lot of things. But one that jumps at me, Grayson Reitmeier.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about him.
Grayson Reitmeier, I mean, he's focused, right? He was really, really focused in his track A work. He's got a tremendous pro upside. You know, it could be him. He could lead our league in scoring at some point. He's got a good feel. He's got good range. He goes hard to the net. Seems to have a little bit of a knack for scoring big goals. I expect a great year out of Jake Jackson. But as far as a really come on player, Justin Misiak had a tremendous freshman year for us, and he's got a great knack offensively, and he gets ugly goals. He gets Dino Cicerelli type goals in front of that net where all of a sudden you see a stick and he's batting a puck in the net in traffic. So,
but you mentioned Reitmeier, even though the speed is not obviously the same as a Jake Jackson, there's something about the way Reitmeier finds seams.
Yeah.
And finds that open ice there.
And he's got finesse and softness on his stick. Like, and he's got some pretty good playmaking ability, and he's pretty cerebral about the game. So he's good. But I like, you know, one of the things that we preach hard is, and we talk about it often, Dirk, is that, you know, feed a guy a fish, feed him for a day. You know, teach a guy to fish, feed him for a lifetime. And we try to teach our guys the game and then try to back off as much as we can as a staff. You know, that's my philosophy. Teach him the game, get him to think, like, give him things to think about, you know, in the game, and then let their creativity, let them come back to us with adjustments and changes and things that might work, you know, so we get another, we use them as a tool for perspective. And let them play. So our guys, there's a lot of growth. You know, I one of the proudest things from last year is the fact that on a rebuild, losing Shane Hanna, Cliff Watson, Matt Roy, Chris Leibinger, we led the country in scoring as a defensive core last year. We led the country. Who'd ever thought? When I saw that stat, I was dumbfounded by it. So I think a lot of guys learned a lot of things so you never know. They're at the stage now where athletically there's a lot of similarities. It's how can you make them a better athlete? You can do that in their off ice training and in their confidence and in the culture, in the way they think the game. We help them think the game and mature and become interdependent. Not, you know, you're a child, you're dependent on your parents. You're growing up, you're a teenager, you're striving to be independent, you know, to break away and be on your own. As you get to be an adult, you grow to be interdependent so that you create synergy. You know, with help from others, become more than you. You know what I mean? Two people are as good as three or four people. That's what we try to create. And I think we did a good job of maximizing that last year. I think the staff did a good job. I think the players did a great job. So I don't know. You never know who's going to burst onto it. You know, you just don't know.
Somebody heard you earlier talking about Tyler Rockwell, coach, and what tremendous shape he has gotten himself in. And they're asking, is there a reason why there was a flick of the switch for Tyler going into this year?
I think he wants to play. You know, if you look at Tyler's father who played here, he went through a lot when he played here with John McGinnis, you know, and I won't get into, as you heard a lot of people, I'm going to actually share a great story. I'm not going to share one about John Rockwell, but I'll share one about Mike Zook. But they went through a lot with John McGinnis on how he, and I think a lot of the way we do it is similar. And I'm not saying that that were anywhere near where he was and how he did things. But when you hear stories on, you know, we're pretty servant type. We want our best guys to take care of the other guys. We don't want prima donnas. You know, we do things. I was talking to Mike Zook this week, and I had a great conversation with Tony Esposito this week, wow. This past week. It was wonderful. But Mike Zook told me a story about John McGinnis, how they had to be back, and I think it was at Christmas. And I knew the Zook family from back in the Sioux. I knew his father very well. And they didn't have, his dad was a mailman. They didn't have a ton. They were raising kids, traveling in hockey. Didn't have a great car to drive Mike back to campus. Well, John McGinnis said, you have to be back at this time. Now, this is a Hall of Fame hockey player. Like Mike's on his version, I was pretty good, he said. I was a pretty good player. I viewed myself as, and Mike's as humble of a man as you're going to find. And John McGinnis said, you have to be back at this time. Mike Zook Sr. dropped Mike off at the M28 turnoff. So he came across the Canadian Bridge, drove him up 75, the highway, to the M28 turnoff at 5 in the morning. And Mike Zook, the player, started hitchhiking, started thumbing it across the UP to be here for practice at 1 o'clock.
Wow.
He got across, was 10 minutes late on the ice. Now, he got up at whatever time to get across the bridge, thumbed it here, hitchhiked rides out in the cold, and was 10 minutes late for practice. And he said that he and Coach McGinnis didn't really speak for the second half of the year because of the ramifications he got for being late for practice, being the best player on the team. So...
I had never heard that story.
It's a great story. It's a great story. But still total admiration for John McGinnis on how they do things. So, Tyler could learn from his dad. He's not the only one. We have a lot of guys. I mean, everybody showed great improvements. Tyler Chalas is thrilled with the work that the guys put in and where they're at right now. But Tyler Rockwell explicitly can learn from the things his dad went through and say, hey, it's not the end. You know what I mean? It's up to you. You make it or break it. And maybe you'll play, maybe you won't, but I can tell you how you're never going to play.
Right.
And I can tell you how you can give yourself a chance of playing. And he, you know, he gave himself a great opportunity because he's got good skill. He plays the way that we want him to play. As far as with the puck and things like that, we've talked about that. So he's putting himself into a position to be able to compete for ice time. And that's what we want. We're going to carry a little bit bigger roster this year. We don't want to have a situation like Bowling Green where we go and don't have enough players to play because we have injuries and things. So there'll be good competition and that's what we want. The best guys playing.
Very good. Let's take a quick break. We'll be back with our final segment with head coach Joe Shawn. It's a Michigan Tech Hockey Update right here on Mix 93. Our weather is brought to you by Advanced Tech Body Repair.
Got the fender bender blues, people stop and stare. You need Advanced Tech Body Repair. Your car's looking new, it's a beautiful sight. Advanced Tech gets the job done right. Clean, friendly service without
today. It's going to be sunny with a high around 78 and north winds blowing at 5 to 10. Overnight tonight, clear skies, low around 55. Tomorrow, sunshine, high of 77 and west winds blowing at 5 to 15. Tomorrow night, clear skies, low around 55. And Wednesday, we'll start the day mostly sunny, then become mostly cloudy and have a chance for some showers in the afternoon. High on Wednesday, 75. This is Mix 93 meteorologist John D.
We call this place home. We're keenly aware that we live in a rare and extraordinary neck of the woods, with places to roam along rambling coastlines, down white carpet snow trails, or through mosaic fields of wildflowers. Your feet move you to places that move your spirit. Dr. Reminga at Northern Foot Care Center is equipped with the knowledge and experience to get you there with healthy feet. Where will your feet take you? Call 482-9950 or click northernfootcare.com.
At Superior National Bank, we believe in taking care of each other. We opened our doors in 1890, and since that time have offered strength and stability so that our customers can simply be confident in their choice of banks and stay focused on their own lives. You can be confident to know that when you stop into one of our offices or call us, you're working with people in your community who understand you and your needs. Switch to Superior. We're here with you, always. Superior National Bank. Member FDIC.
Make the Milwaukee County Zoo a must-see destination this summer. In addition to our 3,100 animals, the zoo offers a variety of special events, summer concerts, and holiday celebrations. Be sure to visit Dinosaurs, a Jurassic Journey, sponsored by Sendix Food Market. More than 20 life-size robotic dinosaurs roust and rumble in their prehistoric habitat. Also, don't miss the new permanent exhibit now open, Otter Passage, featuring North American River Otters. Visit MilwaukeeZoo.org for more information and plan your visit. Is it?
I like Diet Coke, like Feisty Cherry. How do they get their cherries so feisty? Zesty Blood Orange. They added zest to something so good and made it better? Ginger Lime, a fruit and root combination. Twisted Mango. Nothing twisted about this flavor. Diet Coke, because I can. Diet Coke, Feisty Cherry, Zesty Blood Orange, Ginger Lime, and Twisted Mango are naturally flavored.
Feisty Cherry, Zesty Blood Orange, Ginger Lime, Twisted Mango, and Diet Coke, because I can. Diet Coke, Feisty Cherry, Zesty Blood Orange, Ginger Lime, and Twisted Mango are all naturally flavored.
Professional counseling can be the difference in your life. Christian Counseling with Catherine Salmi and Hancock is a mental health and substance abuse agency with the state of Michigan dealing with addictions, individual marriage and family counseling, depression, anxiety and grieving, and more. This includes counseling with adults, children, teens, and seniors. Most insurances are accepted. Help is available. Call Kathy Salmi Christian Counseling in Hancock, 482-2231.
Taco, Taco Man. You know I got to be a Taco Man. I said Taco, Taco Man, yeah.
You can be a Taco Man at Joey's Seafood and Grill in downtown Houghton with their fish tacos starting at $2.99. And in minutes, you can be a Taco, Taco Man too at Joey's Seafood and Grill, where it's easy to be a Taco Man.
Hey, we're back with head coach Joe Sean for our final segment here. And just, I guess, coach, let's remind everybody what Michigan Tech hockey is doing now for the end of July and through August here.
Well, right now it's we're actually going to probably take a bit of a breather when we get into August and get loaded up for our, you know, for when the guys get back here. So we'll continue to do some recruiting, but we'll spend a little family time as well because we've been pushing it through the summer pretty good on recruiting. I think we hit everything we wanted to hit. The guys worked hard, the staff worked hard, the players worked hard. So I think that's what the plan is now, and to promote, you know, to get into. There's a reunion coming up. I believe it starts August 2nd, a Michigan Tech reunion. I'm fortunate enough to get to be part of some of that. And again, we'll set up for this golf outing that Kevin Luke and I are doing, and the basketball, hockey, golf outing. We'll do that. We'll continue to support the Blue Lions, try to grow that season ticket sales, try to get that up. So I think we talked about everything that we really want to get across here and promote. And I'm looking forward to getting on the phone and talking to making more calls and talking to supporters. So.
Yeah, it's great, and we want people to get their season tickets. Again, the Blue Line Club, blueline@mtu.edu is the email address that you can send if you have any questions about the Blue Line Club. You can also go online, go to the Michigan Tech Huskies website, michigantechhuskies.com. All of the information is there, but we want more people to get involved with the Michigan Tech Blue Line Club.
You know what I am looking for? I'm looking for a computer geek that can help us do some programming for some analytic tracking. I have a program that I got in a thing called FileMaker, PageMaker from Ron Wilson. I actually got it through Walt Kyle, but then talked with Ron Wilson on a plane, if you remember one time.
Oh, yeah.
When he was coaching the World Junior team. But I need some modifications done to it. Somebody who's really analytical so that we can do easy tracking, like plug in information that we want for, you know, statistical tracking, so we can pull it out like in groups, or so we can say, okay, who does well against this type of a team. So I am looking for that. If there's any students or anything, or someone who's just a geek about that stuff that's really good at it, that wants to, you know, help out with that.
Should they contact you or
contact? Yeah, give me a call. Email me, or we'll go for lunch or something.
Sounds good. Coach, we really appreciate you coming on in here and getting us all caught up on what is going on, and I hope you and your family are having a good summer, and we can't wait till the start of the season.
Yeah, and I can't wait to listen to you play some more guitar and sing us some songs.
Well, sure.
We enjoy that.
All right, Coach, we appreciate it. Thanks again for coming in. That is Head Coach Joe Sean with a Michigan Tech hockey update right here on Mix 93 WKMJ.